head out to talk to Bill Flores. Congressman joins us this morning. Good morning, Congressman. How are you?
Doing well. I would say doing great, but I'm actually pretty PO'd today because of the FBI's announcement yesterday.
Well, that's
it's great to be on with you.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Let's talk about that for a minute. I guess obviously they needed to have some sort of a resolution to it, and the head of the FBI yesterday said they're not going to move forward, even though obviously some mistakes were made. So your thoughts?
Well, the law is very clear, and we put out a press release about this a few minutes ago. And there's two sections of the U.S. Code. You go to 18 U.S.C. 793 or 1924. They both talk about dealing with sensitive and classified information. And they both say that the actions that Secretary Clinton engaged in are illegal. It's really clear. And so for just an average American on the street, if you said, well, I was careless, but I didn't mean to do it, that doesn't make any difference. Some prosecutor's going to get you. They're going to haul your butt into the courthouse, and they're going to throw your rear in jail. And that's what – and that – I've always thought Comey, the FBI director, was one of the few stand-up guys in this administration. And I don't know what happened to him. I don't know who got to him, but it sure appears the fix is in. And the next thing you know, within a few minutes, Secretary Clinton gets to get on Air Force One and go down to North Carolina for a fundraising event, a campaign event with the president. I mean, if you're just an average American, you've got to be wondering, what the heck happened to our country? Why do we even have a law if you're not going to enforce it? We're involved in this criminal justice sentencing reform conversation up here in Washington from time to time. And one of the things where the Democrats have said, we've been trying to add provision where it says you knowingly broke the law or you knew what you were doing when you broke the law. And the Democrats say, oh, no, if you broke the law, irrespective of where you knew you were or not, you need to be in jail. And so here, but in the case of Clinton, that's okay because she didn't know exactly what she was doing, even though they called her what, exceptionally careless, or what was the language? Extremely careless.
Right.
Now, and that to me is the same as gross negligence, and gross negligence is what's in those two code sections I told you a minute ago.
So now the question is, while not indicted, is she damaged enough that people say this is not the person who needs to carry the banner?
Well, if she is, if Donald Trump can get his act together and raise enough money to talk about this, yes. I mean, this did damage her because it makes it look like if you're a Clinton, you are a special person, you are above the law, nobody gets you. I mean, her husband was able to get away with things. Now she's able to get away with things. So if you're rich and a Clinton, you know, the law just doesn't apply to you. And if I were Donald Trump, I would hammer the heck out of this. But he's got to go out and raise some money and stay on message. So hopefully, you know, hopefully this will leave a mark on her. It should, but it's going to depend on how Donald Trump uses it.
Well, and of course, yeah, Rich and Clinton, but, you know, there are a whole bunch of Americans driving around out there in their 14-year-old pickups today going, you know, just rich, because it didn't happen in the banking industry. It didn't happen in the investment industry when it was clear that there were people who were doing things improper and illegal. None of the big guys ever went to jail. None of the big guys ever stood trial. And it's not just in the political arena. It's in the financial arena as well.
Well, that's what's frustrating about this town is that, you know, the law applies to regular people, but if you're somehow connected or special, you get off. It just chaps my rear.
Well, it's
sorry, I'm being a little graphic today, but it's just I'm just really frustrated.
I think there are a lot of people who don't exactly know how to feel right now about this country that we just celebrated on July the 4th. Let's turn our attention for just a minute to I know that the gun legislation is going to be revisited, and I know that the speaker was talking to some Democrats last night. The Democrats want two things. They want no fly, no buy, and they want extended background checks. Now, as one member of Congress and chairman of RSC, how do you feel about no fly, no buy and the extended background checks?
Well, let me say, and I need everybody to listen all the way through what I'm going to say. I am fine with no fly, no buy, but, and this is a big but, there is no due process. You can be put on that list. You'll never know why you're on the list. You can't get off. And so if you're going to have no fly, no buy, you've got to make sure that the list, that you've got legal due process where your rights are protected under the Constitution. And that's what the Democrats failed to talk about, those provisions. So, what we proposed are some amendments to the proposed legislation that will clean all this up. And if it does this, then this becomes a true anti-terrorism piece of legislation that protects the Second Amendment rights of Americans to lawfully own guns. And so that's what we're trying to clean up. If we can get that cleaned up, then I think the legislation's fine. It addresses some vulnerabilities that we have in our current security apparatus, and I think it addresses some vulnerabilities we have with respect to the gun laws. So, but again, it's got to be cleaned up to protect the Second Amendment rights. The way it's written, it's got some issues.
Congressman Bill Floor is joining us this morning. So, in essence, I guess the Speaker told the Democrats the only way you're getting your legislation through is if you control the House. Is that fair?
I don't know what – actually, I wasn't part of the conversation, so I do not know exactly what the Speaker said. Some of us are having conversations. Let me say this. I had conversations with leadership about the provision, about cleaning up the language, and they seem to be agreeable to accept the language that we proposed. Jeff Duncan from South Carolina and I proposed a language and some others to clean up the anti-terrorism bill. As far as the Democrats, I think they're just doing this to raise money on the House floor. And what we've talked to the Speaker about is let's go after these folks on their ethics violations and their rules violations and quit pussyfooting around. We don't necessarily need to go haul them off the floor, but start charging them with the violations of the rules, particularly the ethics violations on fundraising while you're on the House floor.
Well, they certainly stole your thunder when they sat down and the Republicans turned off the C-SPAN cameras and they got out there through social media and got their message out. Do you see another sit-in on the floor?
We're hearing rumblings about it. I don't know. I don't think they were very effective. And if we start going after them on the ethics violations, because some of them were clearly tweeting out, send money, I'm on the House floor, need to help me out. If we start going after them on the ethics violations, then I think, we'll stop all this silliness. There are also some things you can do to their MRA, their members' representational account, to essentially fine them and reduce the amount of money they have available to operate their office, and I think that would get their attention too. But we've got to start playing a better game of hardball than we have been.
Yep, I understand that. That's Congressman Bill Flores is joining us this morning from D.C. Great Britain has the UK has put out their report. It was a 7-year study on the war in Iraq, and basically they have said that invasion was based on flawed intelligence with WMDs. What's your thought there?
Well, I think that's not really new news. I believe there are several of us that believe that it was inappropriate in hindsight to go into Iraq, and it did distract us from Afghanistan, and now we're having to clean up Afghanistan and Iraq as a mess. So, I think the British report is the same as what we've known in the United States for quite a while.
Sure. Anything as far as legislation we need to know about as we head on to the end of this week and early next week?
Well, a couple of things. They're not legislation per se, but we rolled out our Better Way tax reform proposal the week before last. I'm pretty excited about it. It's the first look at tax reform since Reagan's tax reform in '86. It really greatly simplifies the rates and the structure. I mean, we're hoping that we can get individuals where they can file their taxes on a postcard. So that's pretty neat. Plus, from a business standpoint, it makes us internationally competitive again, and we're not. We got some analysis back from the Tax Foundation a few days ago that shows it can grow GDP by about 10% and put millions more people back to work. So that's exciting. Also, Trey Gowdy and the Benghazi Committee wrote their report out last week. I haven't had a chance to read it yet, but I've asked Trey to come and be our luncheon speaker at the RSC next Wednesday, a week from today, to talk about the Benghazi report. He's agreed to do that.
Look forward to hearing more about that. Congressman Bill Flores joins us most every Wednesday. You can hear the interview archived on our website at WTAW.com. I appreciate the time this morning, Congressman.
Good talking to you, Scott. I'd ask our listeners to continue to pray for our country, our military men and women, and our first responders. And also, we need to start educating people about the Declaration of Independence. I don't know if you watch these videos where reporters go talk to people about what Independence Day was, but it was frustrating to me. So fortunately, I was able to read the Declaration at the 4th of July celebration to remind everybody of what we're celebrating.
Most certainly. Thank you, sir.